This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. And we continue today in our third study of the living message of the book of Job. Those of you who are acquainted with the Bible, of course, know that the book of Job is one of the great books of the Old Testament. It is great because of a number of reasons. Among these reasons is the fact that it deals with a problem which faces every one of us. It is right down where we live in the fact that it deals with human suffering. I've already in previous studies pointed out that there are 6 basic questions dealt with and answered in the book of Job. I have considered and discussed the first one, namely, does any man serve God for naught? You remember that we pointed out in the first chapter that Satan had in effect made the accusation that while there are some men who serve God outwardly, that is, you look at their lives, you'd think, well, they love God from the heart. They do not really do so from the heart. They do it only because God gives them certain blessings. Now, the second question that we consider of the 6, why am I, that is I, Job, a righteous man, suffering so intensely? Now, if you'll turn to the 3rd chapter of the book of Job, read verses 1 to 26, you'll find this question raised and discussed. I ask, first of all, by whom was the question asked? The question was implied by Job in his asking of 3 other questions in the light of this hypothesis. If my suffering is a condition of my existence, then first, why was I ever born? Would it not have been better not to have existed at all? Chapter 3, verses 3 to 10. Second, being born, why did I live? In other words, he's saying here, even if I were born, why was I not allowed to die immediately after being born? Chapter 3, verses 11 to 19. In the third place, there is this point. If I must die, why can I not die immediately right now? If I must die someday, why can I not die immediately so that I will not have to endure this terrible suffering? Chapter 3, verses 20 to 26. Now, the second point about this second question. What were the circumstances in which the question was asked? Following God's allowing Satan to take Job's possessions and family away from him, following which Job did not show perplexity, and then later to take Job's health but not his life, Job raised the 3 questions that we have just discussed. Now, in the third point, so the second question, the basic significance of this question. What really does it mean? Why is it so important to us? What is its significance to man? The question under consideration in this section, that is, why are righteous men allowed to suffer, was raised by implication from the 3 questions which Job explicitly asked, as recorded in chapter 3, verses 1 to 26. In effect, Job is asking whether the following is a sound argument. First, if God is a just or righteous God, then he will protect all righteous men from intense suffering. Second, but God is not protecting me, that is Job, who is a righteous man, from intense suffering. And so, third, therefore, is it not the case that God is not a righteous God? Job is, at this point, raising this question. He is not affirming the conclusion of the argument. He's simply raising the question, can God be good and righteous if he allows me, a righteous man, to suffer? All right, that's the conclusion of our second question. And now we raise the third question. Could a just God allow a righteous man to suffer intensely? Now, by whom was this question asked? This question was asked by 3 friends of Job, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar. Chapter 4, verses 1 to 31. That is, chapter 4, verse through chapter 31, verse 40. Actually, the 3 men affirm a negative answer to this question. They are not merely raising the question. They have come to tell Job that they know because he is suffering that he, Job, has sinned and must repent. What were the circumstances in which this question was asked? During the terrible affliction of Job's body, 3 friends came to him. They were silent for an entire week following their arrival. There then began 3 cycles of speeches in which all 3 of them speak, with a reply by Job with the exception that Zophar did not speak during the third cycle. In these speeches, all three of the men imply the same basic argument. If God does not allow a righteous man to suffer, if any man suffers, then he's not a righteous man. There's more to be said of that, but our time is gone for today. I'm so glad that you've been with us. I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue our study of the living message of the book of Job. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.